Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. Thanks for joining us. This is the 99th in our series on the growing, innovative, entrepreneurial movement in the greater St. Louis region. And joining us right now is a guy who just moved to St. Louis 5 months ago from Des Moines, Jay Olson, founder of JobSite Unite. It's a startup company that's built a communications tool to improve communications on construction projects. Jay, welcome to KMOX. Welcome to St. Louis. How are you?
Good. Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
So why did you move to St. Louis?
Well, actually, we moved down here because of the opportunity. St. Louis has a great construction market. It's about six times the size of Des Moines, and we're looking to expand our business a little bit. And fortunately, right when we were looking at expanding into another city, we got accepted to Capital Innovators. It's a tech accelerator here in St. Louis. It's actually one of the top 10 tech accelerators in the U.S., and So once we got accepted, we found out about 2 weeks before we were accepted and packed all our things up and moved down to St. Louis to explore the St. Louis market.
And so they invested in your company.
Yes, that's correct. Capital Innovators is a venture capitalist fund that invests in companies for equity. And then they also invest, rather than just capital, they invest a lot of resources into your company. So what they like to say is in the 3 month period that you're going through the accelerator, you'll get a year's worth of progress. So either through connections or progress with your company.
Tell us about JobSite Unite.
So JobSite Unite is a location-based group communication tool for construction job sites. Basically, I was running a construction company for the last 6 years, and every day either my employees showing up to job sites or just trying to know what's going on the project, they would show up to job sites and they would be working with, 20 to 30 different companies. And as the carpenter showing up, they didn't know who the electricians were, who the plumbers were, who the framers were. And if they needed to contact them on a job site, I mean, if it's a six-story building, they were running upstairs, running around the building, trying to find the guy that looked like the electrician. Then they'd walk up, introduce themselves, and talk with them, then figure out who the guy that they're really supposed to talk with was. So what JobSite Unite is basically these guys show up to a job site, they check in, they see a news feed, kind of like a Facebook news feed, but it's specifically for that job site. They get a contact list full of all their contacts that are working on that project. They can either send them a direct message or make an out-of-application phone call to anybody working on that project.
Is this tool available now?
The tool is available now. We're in both the Android and Apple store, but it's free for any individual in the construction industry to download and set up a free profile. And if contractors are interested, they should get a hold of us because we're looking for people to try it out.
Any contractors in St. Louis using it presently?
We do. We have a project going on with Spiegel Glass Construction at the Galleria. They're actually putting in a comedy club in the basement of the Galleria, so it should be a really fun project.
I didn't know that. That's news. So good for you. How does somebody get in contact with you?
They can either go to our website at jobsiteunite.com. Or they can send me an email at j@jobsiteunite.com.
So tell me, what's the difference between Des Moines and St. Louis? Just generally based on your experience as of 5 months here. Number one, Des Moines does have Uber, we know.
Des Moines does have Uber. So it makes it a little bit easier to get around in Des Moines. But St. Louis is really interesting. It's a little bit larger of a city. It's a little bit bigger of a city than I'm used to living in, but what I really love about St. Louis is all the little pockets. It never gets old. So, I mean, you can check out Soulard one weekend and go check out the Loop the next weekend and maybe down to Cherokee Street and go have some fine dining. There's a lot of things to do in St. Louis, and it keeps things interesting.
Yeah, that's great. There was a former U.S. Senator, now deceased, Tom Eagleton, who described St. Louis in federal court once as a raucous Des Moines.
Interesting.
So, could be. Is St. Louis a good place to start a business? You know, they say we're pretty conservative here and we're loath to jump on the new trend. What do you think?
I think St. Louis has a great startup community from what I've seen. There's 12 or 13 co-working spaces in St. Louis. So it's very accessible to go in and meet people from the tech community. The tech community is very warming. The construction community is also very tight-knit. If you meet someone, you're going to get an introduction to someone else. So that's very nice. You know, I would say as far as conservative, I mean, the industry that we're dealing with is rather conservative as a whole. So, I mean, it's not something that we're not used to dealing with.
Yeah. And have you met Len Tengis with the Association of General Contractors, AGC?
I have met Len. He's a good guy.
He's the guy to know. Yeah.
Yep. The AGC of Missouri. Yep. Len, and we've been talking with the Central District Carpenters Union and trying to get all the right connections. And
when do you expect to be profitable with St. Louis, Jobsite Unite?
We're probably like a year out for that. I mean, most startups, you know, there's a lot of the capital that goes into it up front, building your business, building your product, and building the connections. So it'll be a while before we're profitable, but what we're trying to do is a lot larger than what most people are trying to do.
If we can be helpful to you in any way, Jay Olson, let us know. You're the founder of Jobsite Unite and also the 99th in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial movement here in St. Louis. And for joining us today, we'll give you a St. Louis creation. It's called What Are You Nuts? You decided to join us on this program, and so we say, What Are You Nuts? It's a very tasty concoction created by a startup entrepreneur by the name of Howard Shear. And he's a St. Louisan, so I hope you enjoy that.
Awesome. That sounds good.
Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. We'll come back with a final word next.
This is Mark Reardon. Did you know that the Kenning Associates has been providing eye care to St. Louisans for over 75 years?